Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad Jim Ostroff is here, too, because he's our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, one of the outstanding editors at the Kiplinger Washington Editors. They're the folks who, they're the family-owned, third-generation-run American small business success story, and they're one of the great business publishers of all time. Their main flagship is the Kiplinger Letter, which Jim Ostroff and I work off of every week, and is, which I've been reporting on now for over 12 years. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, everyone.
It's good to have you back, Jim, as always.
Thank you.
What a wonderful Monday I had, because I got to talk to one of my heroes and one of your heroes, Austin Kiplinger.
Well, amen to that. And we say Austin is one of our living national
treasures. He's a national treasure, and we celebrated his 92nd birthday and the 87th anniversary, which was yesterday, of the company.
That's right.
So happy anniversary, Jim.
Thank you, and
folks, if you didn't get a chance to listen to hear, go to my website and go back to, what would that be? That would be September the 27th. Look for that, or it should still be pretty high on the main page there, and go listen to those interviews if you want to hear. If you've never heard a national treasure speak, go listen to him. He's just an incredible guy, and I'm so glad that I know him, and I know you are too, Jim.
Yes.
Let's talk about what's going on. First page of the news of the letter this week, the Kiplinger letter, is all about trade, Jim. What's going on? There's kind of a kerfuffle, as they say, between the U.S. and China right now.
There is, and it's getting louder. The fact is that China maintains various, particularly currency policies, that make its goods, very low cost, very super competitive on world markets, the U.S. as well as Europe and elsewhere. And the U.S. and others, including Canada, say, it's basically it's currency manipulation, and we are suffering. So, once again, here we have members of Congress and others looking to do something to penalize China, to say...
The manipulation they're talking about is when a country is a big trading partner and they tie their currency to your currency, then there's an imbalance because there's no advantage for exporting. The export-importing gets out of whack when a company ties to your currency. And that's what China has been doing, hasn't it? They've been pegging their currency to our currency, and that prevents our exports from being as valuable as they could be to their people, companies.
Right.
And so we don't like the fact that they're pegging that. We want their currency to float free in the marketplace, and which is good for exports, but it's not necessarily good for American consumers. So that's the problem with trying to manipulate currencies or trying to influence currencies or trade by the government, Jim, is it cuts both ways.
Well, it does. And you can look on the other side and say China allows the yuan, the currency, to float, or U.S. imposes various sanctions on China. And the imbalance in currencies evens out. They might say, that's great, more U.S. exports. It's good for manufacturers, farmers, food processors, et cetera. But the price of Chinese goods we import rises, and that means consumers pay more. Some would say that's fine. Some would, great, more business for U.S. companies. Yes, but many don't exist here anymore.
Right. Well, and the thing is that what's happened recently, Jim, this week, is in the House of Representatives, Pelosi's, under her leadership, she has passed a bill that actually addresses this. It's the most, as far as I can tell, Jim, it's the most aggressive legislation I say she's passed. This is just in the House, folks.
Right.
But by a significant, is almost bipartisan, Jim. They have passed a bill that is the most aggressive legislation I've seen in a long time.
Well, yes.
Against another country for trade.
They would punish. It would punish China by imposing higher tariffs. And I have to say that's, again, always a slippery slope because you may well see retaliation.
Well,
at that point,
the Senate's not going to pass it, and it's not going to become a law, but it is a shot across the bow. And Jim, I got to believe that this is nothing more than trying to throw a bone to the unions.
Well,
I always lurch to that conclusion. Maybe I shouldn't, but that's how I feel.
I have to say, that.
That's my opinion.
It's a consideration, but also more widely, I think it's a pre-election ploy.
Yeah. That's all part of the same. Same story.
Right.
So folks, we'll have to see how that goes. One of the things about China, Jim, is we've got a dance here between two poisonous snakes, so to speak. We can do them a lot of damage. They can do us a lot of damage. We have to be careful. Both countries have to be careful not to, to throw the gauntlet down.
Well, you're exactly right. And I should say, of course, we saw very early 1930s where Congress, basically enacted this so-called Smoot-Hawley
tariff, which exacerbated their depression.
The depression and other countries did the same. The idea here is like brinkmanship.
Yeah.
You got to be careful, about who's going to blink first.
Protectionism is like deflation. Once it gets the little whirlpool starts going in that direction, it's hard to stop it.
That's correct.
It ripples, doesn't it?
It does. Very hard to stop. And everyone says, okay, you first. No, you first. And a lot of losers.
You got to be careful, folks. So be careful what you ask for and what you want your government to do with regard to protectionism. And Jim, quickly, I want to go over to the economy. The housing upticks are good, but we've got some recent news about foreclosures. It's not good.
Yeah, of course, the foreclosures have been rising, and that is very distressing.
One fourth of all sales recently were foreclosures.
From
foreclosures.
But I just should say, in time allotted, when you have a wave of these foreclosures, it is a negative for the economy, a drag on recovery.
Yeah.
And the news now is what J.P. Morgan, House of Morgan, J.P. Morgan Chase, has said they're going to hold off on foreclosures in about half of the country.
But Jim, we gotta wash these toxins through the economy and get them behind us. I'm not sure kicking the can's gonna help. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.